Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Junk Baller Podcast. My name is Michael Greenwood, and I'm here with my great friend, not good friend anymore, great friend, as always, Kevin Otterbein. Kevin, how you doing?
I guess I'm great because I'm not kissing ballpark employees.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
Oh, with Howard. Oh, so I know some. So Howard Eskin apparently made an advance on someone?
He kissed a Citizens Bank Park employee, like a food servicer, and he got suspended from the ballpark.
I did know he got suspended from the ballpark. I didn't read too much into it. I just don't care anymore. It's a shame that stuff still happens, but
the real question is, does that make me great?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because you're not doing that.
Yes.
And I know you're not doing that because you're a stand-up guy and Howard Eskin's not.
Yeah.
And he's also a Cowboys fan. And he's also a Celtics fan or something like that.
So how is he a Philadelphia sports talk guy?
Dude.
How do you exist in the city being a Cowboys fan?
It's a long story. It's a really long story. But yeah, people, we're back and we're just doing it. We're having fun doing a podcast. We're at the halfway point of the season
already.
It's been pretty quick. It seems to go quicker every year. It seems to be the pattern of everything. But let's just get into it right now. The injuries are ridiculous with players.
Yeah.
We have Harper that just pulled his hammy. Schwarber pulled his groin. Mookie broke his hand. Yamamoto has a strain in his arm. And then I know that Verlander went on the IL. It's ridiculous how many. Corey Seager got hit in the hand. I can't remember if I got an update from him or not, but there is just a lot of injuries, and it's really bad for baseball.
Yeah. Was Acuna hurt when we were last on the podcast?
Yeah, I think he was. Okay. I think that was taken care of. But
okay.
Yeah, Acuna, I mean, Strider got hurt at the beginning of the year. I had something that was I found online yesterday. The top six highest paid pitchers in baseball make a total of $233 million this year. The top six, which would be Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, DeGrom, Gerrit Cole, Patrick Corbin, and Steven Strasburg. They have a total of six wins.
Yeah.
$233 million. That's absolutely ridiculous. So the injuries are really, really getting to people. Hopefully Harper's not going to be out for very long. It says that he's probably going to be out maybe another week and a half, but put it like right around the All-Star break is what I've heard.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see about that. What about the Yankees? The Yankees, they got Gerrit Cole back.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
But injuries have hit them as well.
Yeah.
And Cole, and I'll get into this too, it seems to have thrown off the Yankees' rotation a bit.
Oh, he's thrown off the rotation?
I mean, like, in terms of, like, him coming back, the rotation's been struggling since his return.
Well, yeah, everything can't go smoothly for the entire year. It just can't. No, there's no team that ever has a smooth sail for the entire year. No year.
No, that they've hit a wall.
Yeah. Are they still in first place?
No.
They're not?
They're two loss. They're two, what is it, two wins back in the loss column?
Okay. All right. So I have them right here. They're a game back.
Yeah.
So they're 54-33, and the Orioles are 54-31.
Yeah.
So they're game back technically.
Yeah.
Even though two losses. Yeah. But speaking of the Orioles Yankees, we're going down to Camden Yards two Saturdays to see O's Yanks game with a couple of our friends.
Yes, we are. The last time we were down there was for a Yankees Orioles game too.
I think it was Jeter's last game at Camden.
It was one of them.
Yeah,
it was in 2014.
Yeah,
it was like a bunch of Eastern people, Eastern University, that's the college we went to, and they were going down for a game. I think I heard about it last second.
Yeah,
I forget exactly how we learned about it.
Yeah,
but
and you and I weren't super close then, really, were we?
No, yeah. We weren't.
No,
it was you, me, and Rollo. I think
we met Rollo down there, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yeah, because Rollo would.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't go down there ourselves.
No,
we couldn't stay after.
We were with the bus of Eastern. Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is going to be a much better experience this time as we go down.
We're more in control this time.
So I will be an Orioles fan for the day, people. I like the Orioles. I have an Adam Jones jersey, so it'll be fun to be a little bit less stress watching a game, given that most of the time when I go to a game, I'm a Phillies fan, but this time I'll be an O's fan.
Yeah.
But that'll be a fun time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another thing, other than the halfway point, you know, we're at the anybody like surprise teams that have really gotten to you? I'm sorry. I'm looking out the window right now, and this dude just like literally just did like a dance. It just he like shaked his pants and like just did like a little shimmy out the corner of my eye.
Shook his pants, did a dance.
That was so weird. Oh my god! All right, back on track, people.
Well, I wasn't expecting Cleveland to be as high as they are right now.
Yeah, they got the best percentage in the American League for right now. They're 53-30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not expect them to be that good. Nor did I expect the Royals to be a decent team at 47-40 right now. Another big surprise is how bad the Blue Jays are.
Yeah.
They're 7 games below 500.
Yeah, they have not.
With all that talent and payroll, they should be a better team than that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they should be a better team. I would say what's a bigger surprise to you? The Royals being 47-40 or the Blue Jays being 39-46?
I think the Blue Jays. I think there was higher expectations for the Blue Jays than the Royals.
Yeah.
I think even at the beginning of the year, we were talking about people like Bobby Witt being in the lineup for Kansas City and, you know, them kind of starting to build up a team. They not, you know, a huge big contender this year, but, you know, someone who would be maybe fighting for a 500 record.
Yeah.
And Salvador Perez is just an ageless wonder over in Kansas City. So he's having a great year.
So great. Yeah. No, I kind of agree with you. I think the Blue Jays had higher expectations, like you said. And it's not that the Royals are, they're definitely exceeding expectations.
Yes.
But I don't think anyone was like totally shocked at like, oh, the Royals are doing really well. It's more of like, wow, okay, they're doing pretty good. It's good to see.
Yeah.
Whereas the Blue Jays are a total disappointment.
Yeah, and the AL Central's not a good division, really. I mean, I know they have...
It's better now.
It's better
now. They only have two teams below 500. I mean, the AL West only... Oh, the Astros are now above 500. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But, the AL Central is definitely better than what it was last year, a couple of years ago, where it's kind of just been mediocre with the Twins being the top team and the Guardians being a wild card. But it's definitely a surprise that the Blue Jays are doing as poorly as they are. But yeah, let us know, people. Let us know what you think the biggest surprise is. I think it's probably the Blue Jays. So you and I, Kevin and I both think it's probably the Blue Jays, the biggest surprise in MLB right now with the teams going forward. But all right. One more thing before we go to a quiz. The Home Run Derby, they have new rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Home Run Derby was, when they changed it to a timer instead of total outs, I was a little worried. And then I saw how many home runs were hit, and I loved it. I thought it was way better. And now I think they're changing it a little bit because players are getting a little gassed from how much they're doing. You know, you would just hit as many home runs within a 5 minute, 3 minute. I think it was three or four. How many minutes was it? I can't remember how many minutes it was, but they would hit as many home runs as possible. Now, along with a time limit, there's also a pitch total limit where they only get, it looks like they only get 40 pitches. Yeah. So the first round and semifinals will conclude whenever 3 minutes or 40 pitches comes first, excluding the bonus period. Mm-hmm. So if they hit 425-foot home run or 430-foot home run, they get extra time. But I don't like the fact that they're limiting the amount of pitches. Now, I probably understand it's probably the players saying, hey, it's too much. It's too much. But I also don't know how many pitches are being thrown. Now, that means there's a minimum. If you don't reach the 3 minutes, that means there's a maximum of 40 home runs you can hit in reality. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I understand the reason being because depending on how many home runs you hit, that could mess you up for a season. And I've seen it with the Yankees. Look at Aaron Judge, his first year in 2017 when he was in the Home Run Derby. And he was out there a while. And I think that affected his season because he was not as hot after the All-Star break, and I think it affected his swing a bit.
It was also his rookie year too.
Yeah, I know, but It could tire out batters, and I don't think 40 pitches is too low.
No, I don't. I'm not saying it's too low. I think I'm not against it. I kind of want to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I think my my thought process is, why are we putting more restrictions on a game that's already fun? Like, why? Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like, you're still swinging as many pitches as possible for 3 minutes in the first round. But, you know, why put a limit on if a guy wants to hit, you know, as many as he wants? Like, say if, like, Randy Rosarena last year, I think he probably swung at, like, 40, 50 pitches. But, I don't know. That's just my take on it. Let us know, people. Let us know what your thoughts are on the rule changes for the Home Run Derby. I'm excited for the All-Star break. But did you see the leak for the All-Star jersey?
The American League one?
Yeah.
I did.
What'd you think?
It's all right.
I hate it.
It's okay.
I hate it.
I don't think it's the worst
It's
thing.
Terrible. It looks dirty.
It's not,
it looks
it's
dirty
not
and old. It looks dirty and old.
It's not terrible.
It's terrible, people. Everything sucks right now. Everything sucks. All right, let's move on to something that we started last podcast, where Kevin and I are going to quiz each other on some baseball trivia. Would you like to go for it? Now, again, we do not know what we're going to be quizzing each other on. So Kev's going to quiz me on something. I do not know the topic, do not know anything about it. All we decided was, hey, this is I'm going to quiz you on something. And what did I say earlier? I said mine was like a top 10, and then we're like, no, keep it shorter.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. I just got to count to see if this fits. Okay, yeah. So the All-Star game's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
As of this recording, we're recording this on July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
The last Phillies starter of the All-Star game.
Roy Halladay.
Starting position player.
Oh, okay. Starting position player?
Yeah.
Who was the starting position? Sorry. I should let you finish the thing before you quiz me.
Well, since now you're thinking about it, I'm going to ask you then. Since 2010, who has started in the All-Star game either as a position player or a pitcher for the Phillies?
Started.
Yes.
Since 2010.
Yes.
Halladay.
Mm-hmm. As a pitcher.
Who else started? There's not many that started. Utley?
Yes.
He started in second base in 2013, I think. I think that was his year. No, 2014 maybe, because it was in Minnesota. Whew. Do I get a total number, or do I just have to guess how many?
There's four of them.
Okay, so I've gotten two. All right. Okay, let's see. It's not anyone from... It's got to be 2011, probably. Worth?
Nope.
Oh, Placido Polanco?
No.
Really? I thought he started third base first.
He was in the All-Star game. He didn't start.
Okay, all right. All right. This is a little tougher than I expected. I can't remember who started. I know who made the team. I can't remember the starting. Harper never made the starting lineup. JT.
Yes. One more.
I don't think it's anyone from the 2012. I don't think it's anyone from the current. It's got to be the earlier ones. It's got to be the earlier ones. I'm trying since 2010. So it's counting 2010, right?
Yes.
I think someone started else in 2010 along with Doc. It wasn't Ryan. Oh, who was it? It wasn't Chooch. Chooch made it in 2012, but he didn't start. Oh, crap. I'm trying to think of the All-Stars. This is tough. Can I have the year?
2010.
I was right. Oh, dang it. All right, so... I'm trying to think of who made that team. It was a decent amount. It was Polanco, Halladay. I think Victorino made that too. Did Victorino?
No.
Okay. All right. Who else started in that position? Okay, Pepperell. No, Pepperell was gone. Banez?
You've mentioned him.
I've mentioned him.
In passing.
In passing. Howard?
Yes.
Really? He started in 2010?
Yep. As a DH.
Oh, as a DH. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, that's fair.
So, here's the four. So, in 2021, JT started as a catcher.
Yeah.
2014, Chase Dudley as a second baseman. 2011, Roy Halladay as a pitcher. And in 2010, Ryan Howard as a DH. I should have specified I include DH as well. Then they made it easier. But
Doc started the game in 2011?
Yes.
I thought it was 2010. Because I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm looking at baseball really? Reference right now.
Yeah. All right. Because I remember Charlie was managing that game. Because I got to look that up right now. Because I'm 2010 All-Star Game. It was an Angel Stadium. Oh, that's because that's why I'm confused. Because they started Ubaldo Jimenez instead of Doc. And everyone's like, Charlie, why didn't you just start Doc? Because Charlie was managing that game because the World Series managers yes. managed the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. All right. All right, that was okay. Yeah. I did poorly. I did way worse than I thought.
I thought you were going to do better than that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I kind of led you along. But yeah. In 2011, there were five Phillies in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Victorino, Polanco, Lee, Hamels, and Halladay.
Yeah. Because I know I could probably name every All-Star representative from the teams that made it since 2010 probably. But starting, that one was a little tough. Because JT totally blew my mind. I was like, crap. That flew past my mind. But all right. That's not bad. And again, we might not have any starters because Harper made it as a starter, but he's going to be hurt. Mm-hmm. And then we might have our starting pitcher might be Ranger, Wheeler, who knows. But Trey or Mookie is either the shortstop possibly. Well, Bohm will be the starting third baseman.
Yeah.
So we'll have that at least. So, all right. Mine's super easy, in my opinion. Can you name the top five all-time strikeout leaders in MLB history?
People who struck out or people who did the strikeout?
Pitchers.
Nolan Ryan, Roger Clemens, Randy Johnson, mm-hmm. Steve Carlton.
Yep. Yeah, five was going to be the confusing one for me.
Maddox?
Nope, he is 12th.
Trying to think of people who pitched for a really, really long time.
I told him before this, people. I said that he'd get this in 20 seconds if we did top five. He got the first four quick.
You want to do top 10?
Yeah. Well, you could probably get top 10. There's definitely top 10. I would at least gotten at least eight of these off the top of my head. One in the top 10 is active, but five is not active. 3,701 strikeouts.
Glavin?
No.
Smoltz?
No. I don't think Smoltz got to 3,000. Oh, he did get to 3,000. Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Did Glavin?
Glavin did. Pretty sure.
No, Tom Glavin got 2,600.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Dang.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
So he pitched a lot for the Minnesota Twins.
By 11?
Yep. There you go.
I wouldn't have gotten that if you didn't give me that hint.
He's only a two-time All-Star, but he's got 3,701 strikeouts.
He pitched a while.
Yeah, he pitched almost 5,000 innings. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, and for a couple of teams.
Yeah.
Like Pittsburgh and Minnesota. I think there was others too. But
could you name the top 10? You should be able to. You could probably guess just off the top.
It's difficult for me to get the fifth one.
Yeah. All right.
Smoltz.
No. One is active.
Verlander?
Yep, he's 10.
Scherzer?
No, he's 11.
Sabathia?
No, he's 18. I think older. A lot of these guys are all retired or dead.
Grover, Cleveland Alexander?
No.
Whitey Ford?
No.
Bob Gibson?
Met.
Seaver?
There you go. Giant.
Oh, Gaylord Perry?
Yep. Dodger.
Koufax?
Nope. He didn't pitch long enough.
Oh, who's Sutton?
Yep. There you go. And then one more. 1900s.
I said... Cy Young?
No. Pitched for one team, Washington.
I know who you're talking about.
Yep.
Walter Johnson.
There you go.
Yeah.
Same. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So in terms of active players, Verlander and Scherzer, they're 10 and 11. Kershaw is 21. And I guess Greinke's still active, but he's not on a team. But Greinke has 2,979. God, someone sign him so he can get to 3,000. And then Kershaw's at 2,944. So he'll get it by the end of the year, hopefully, as long as he stays healthy.
Right.
But, yeah. No, he did pretty well. He did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I needed your help with the teams. I don't think I would have gotten it without it.
I would have gotten... So the names that I've gotten was Ryan, Johnson, Clemens, Carlton, Seaver, Verlander, and Walter Johnson. Gaylord Perry, Sutton, and Blylevin probably were the one that I probably would have like... I don't know. Yeah. It would have been tough. I probably would have said Pedro or Maddox or Bob Gibson, but no, that was good. That was good. I feel like we're overconfident in the other person. Like, oh, no, he'll get this. He's good, but we'll see how it goes.
Just shows you how stupid we are.
Yeah, there you go, people. You're listening to some stupid people here.
Indeed.
All right, so let's move on to our junk baller section. And today, we are going to focus on the Phillies and the Yankees. We are going to talk about what we want our teams to do at the trade deadline and what we need them to do to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. So, as you know, Phillies have the best record in baseball right now, as we speak. All right, that when you listen to this 5 days from now or whatever, they could have the second best record in baseball. But the Phillies have the best record in baseball right now, and they still need help. It's always amazing, even if they are the best team in baseball, they still need some help in some important areas. Now, they have been lucky with their depth this year. I'm surprised that their depth has been okay, like held up. But our outfield sucks. It just absolutely god-awful sucks. We need an outfielder to move forward if we're going to actually be good. Now, there's not a lot of trade candidates for the outfield because a lot of teams are in it still. So I was actually talking to our friend the other day, and he and I both agreed that this would be a great option. The Phillies should trade to get some outfield help and get from the A's Brett Rooker. He is batting, I think, 260. He's got 15 plus home runs and around 50 RBIs. He's a long ball threat, strikes out a decent amount, but he's a lot better than what we have with Whit Merrifield, Christian Pache, and Marsh and Rojas out in the outfield. Now, Marsh could be an all-star also with Castellanos too. Gosh, I guess you could throw Schwarber in there, but Schwarber's been good this year. But Brent Rooker from the A's has been a very solid player for the A's. And he also has been scrutinized by management a little bit. He got sent down, got put on the bench, even though he's batting. So I got his official stats right here. He's batting 261, 16 homers, 48 RBIs, OPS of 853. Solid numbers for an outfielder. I don't know what his defense is like. I imagine he probably DHs a decent amount. But he's young, he's cheap, and I think that we should go and trade for him. He's costing $750,000 this year. Now, if we want to get fancy and a little, I don't know, greedy, we could add Mason Miller to that trade too. You know who Mason Miller is?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Mason Miller?
You tell me.
Oh, Mason Miller is the best closer in baseball right now?
Yes, for Oakland.
Yes, he pitches for Oakland, sadly. He's going to pitch for another team before the end of the deadline. That's 100%. He's going to get traded. Dude throws 100-plus easy, and he's almost impossible to hit. But the thing is, he's under club control for the next like 4 years, and you're going to need to give up a top prospect to go and get him. Now, I probably would give up a pitching prospect to go get him, but I would not give up Aiden Miller or Crawford to go get Mason Miller. I'd probably give up Abel or McGarry, probably, but I would not. Those are some of our top prospects, but Painter's off limits, and so is Crawford and they're off limits. I don't think the Phillies are going to go do that with Mason Miller, so I think the Phillies should go and go after Tanner Scott for some bullpen help for the Miami Marlins. Dude is a nasty left-handed pitcher and can throw 100, sweeping slider at 90, and he just made the Phillies look silly the other night. I've always liked him. He's just a nasty guy, and I would go after those two. If I had to choose, I'd probably choose Brent Rooker and Tanner Scott just because Mason Miller's going to cost too much. I have a couple other names, but let me see your thoughts so far. What do you think? You think that would be beneficial for the Phillies, depending upon the price tag that it is?
So what would your outfield look like after all these trades that they went through?
So Brent Rooker probably be in left field.
Okay.
Marsh would be in center. Castellanos would be in right, Schwarber DHing. That would be the ideal thing because right now our left field is a platoon with David Dahl, Whit Merrifield, Christian Pache, and Marsh, depending upon who's playing center, and then Rojas. So those two outfield spots are filled by those five players right now. And I believe their OPS is it's below 700. In terms of what they would have been doing. I mean, Dahl had like two home runs in his first three, four games, but then hasn't hit one. I think he's hit one since. Pache's batting like 170 since May of last year. Rojas can't do anything other than the minor leagues. And Whit Merrifield has been a complete disappointment. And I loved Whit Merrifield before he came to the Phillies, but I do not like him right now. I do not. Mm. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to any time Whit Merrifield steps in the batter's box. So... yeah. So what do you think? What do you think about that? Brent Rooker in left field with Marsh in center and Castellanos in right. Castellanos has been doing better. He's been doing better.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the hitting that would help with that. Because I think one thing that's been a struggle for the Phillies, at least in the outfield, has been defense.
Our defense has been great because Schwarber's not out there right now. Our defense has been fantastic.
Well, I mean, like... before.
Oh, before it was. Yeah, it was. That was when Schwarber was in left. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So I think that would help.
Oh, too. Yeah, it would definitely would help. I know these would help. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were to see if, like, depending on the price tag, like, Brent Rooker's 29 years old, and he's going to on pace for close to 30 home runs, and he is earning $750,000. I think we should go trade for him. You know, I think it's solid, and he's a free agent in 2028. So we have him under club control. So it probably cost a little bit, but it'd definitely be some help in the outfield. But we'll see. I don't know if Dombrowski's going to pull the trigger on that. I think he'll probably go after bullpen pieces and just hope that we can... I was talking with a friend. I said if Harper was going to be out longer, he probably would have went and gotten Luis Robert or someone else. But luckily, Harper's not going to be out for too long. All right, I got two more names that I think the Phillies are going to go after, or at least trade talks in terms of. One is, actually, I have three. I forgot. I added one recently. So Luis Robert is definitely probably, I don't know. He's burying himself in Chicago with how he's playing because he doesn't seem to have a good attitude, and he's going to cost a lot, and people are going to take a chance on him. I would still take a chance on him, but it depends upon what we give up. We're probably going to have to give up a top prospect. I think Crawford would probably have to go back into that deal, but I don't think the Phillies are willing to trade Crawford in terms of trading him. But I would still trade for Luis Robert because he's got so much potential. The ceiling is so high. Like he could be a 30 stolen base, 30 home run, 300 hitter if he wanted to, but...
If he wanted to.
And I think being in Chicago is ruining him, as it does his other players, like Andrew Benintendi, who's probably the worst player in baseball right now. But I probably would still trade for him. But it depends. I'd rather have Brent Rooker just because I feel like Brent's more of a Philly guy than Luis Robert would be. But now this is a long shot for the last two names that I got. Tyler O'Neill from the Red Sox and Randy Arozarena from the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't see Boston selling right now just because they're 6 games above 500. But if they start to struggle a little bit right before the deadline, I could see them being sellers just because O'Neill's on a 1 year deal and they seem to be like, oh yeah, no, we just need to get rid of players. And then Randy Arozarena is having a horrible season. But dude is fantastic in the postseason. Yeah, right now he is hitting 196 with an OPS of 659. But I think a change of scenery might help, and he's been starting to hit the ball better in the month of June. And also his postseason stats are actually pretty good. He is a career 336 hitter with over a 1.1 OPS in the postseason. So I would go and trade for Randy Arozarena because I feel like he'd be a huge boost in terms of personality, and I think he'd actually do a better job it's just more of a Philly guy than I think Luis Robert is, even though Arozarena probably might not cost as much, but he's free agent in 2027. He bulked up in the offseason, and he's been struggling a little bit, but doing better. But yeah, what are your thoughts on all those?
Well, I was thinking of Arozarena as one of the top guys you should go after, even though he isn't having a great year so far.
Yeah.
But he definitely has talent and would fill a big hole in the outfield for you.
Oh, yeah.
And the aesthetic presence and not have to go through the platoon that you're talking about.
Correct. Yeah. He would definitely fill in that left field spot right away. I feel like he'd be a fan favorite in Philly if he does well. If he doesn't do well, he's not. But I think he'd be a solid piece. I think it changes scenery. I think a lot of the trade deadline guys that are going to get, I think they just need to change the scenery because their teams are just doing poorly and they need a fresh start. And the Phillies clubhouse has just been amazing from what I've heard and what I, what's going around the league, what you see. It's just been really good to see. Those are the guys that I want the Phillies to go after. Now, I wanted to give a prediction to what I think the Phillies will end up doing in terms of like their standings and where they're going to finish based off of their record being they're 9 games above the Braves right now in their division. I think the Phillies will still hold on to the division and win the division, but I still think they're going to end up losing and they're not going to go back to the champ. I think they're going to lose in the division series this year. It's kind of like how they were back a couple years ago when they won the World Series, then they lost the World Series, lost the championship. And then after that, they lost in the division series. They just kept going down and down each year. I just think this year, I don't want it to be true. I really don't. But I just feel that it's not going to be I had that like glimmer of hope that it was actually going to be the year based off a couple games. And then all the injuries happened. And I'm like, oh, man, nope, it's not our year. It's just not our year. So, yeah, I think the Phillies will definitely go get some bullpen help, hopefully outfield. Bullpen is a for sure thing they're going to get, hopefully outfield. But I still think they're going to fall short in the playoffs and lose in the division series. Yeah.
You think they're giving you, like, vibes of a team that'll, like, I'm not going to say that the Phillies were a 2011 squad or are the 2011 squad. But is it giving you that vibe where it's just like, oh, they're going to do super well and be one of the best teams in baseball in the regular season but then flop in the postseason?
Correct. That's what I think is going to happen. It seems like the last 10 like World Series champions seems to be the team that just got hot at the right time. And like the Dodgers last year had a great record. Just fell short because they faced the Padres that were, no, was it the Padres last year? No, it was the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks were hot.
Diamondbacks.
And the year before it was the Padres. We'll see. I think the Braves are going to end up winning. I just think the Braves are going to put things together, but hopefully not. That'd be great.
And Acuña's not playing.
And Acuña's not playing. Yeah. If they have 100% success rate when Acuña doesn't play for them to win the World Series. So Hopefully he heals back. I hated that he got hurt. I'm tired of the injuries, man. I'm tired of them. Yeah. Tired people.
I get it.
So, let me know what you think about my predictions for the Phillies. Obviously, I'm sure that a lot of Phillies fans are angry that I don't think they're going to win the World Series or make it past. But let me know what you think the Phillies should do at the deadline and what your predictions are. But let's go on to Kev and what he thinks the Yankees are going to do or what he wants them to do. Because this is what I wanted the Phillies to do. I don't think they're actually going to do it.
Yeah. They're doing pretty well so far. Up until the last couple of weeks, they've had injuries. Stanton got hurt.
Big surprise.
Yeah. I was just waiting for it. Like, I've been talking to him that I was like, oh, he's been pretty healthy so far this year. And then he gets hurt.
And I haven't been watching, but how's Alex Verdugo been doing? Because
not well.
Every time that I watch him, people, he does something well. Every time.
He hasn't been doing well recently. Yeah. They've lost Rizzo for a while. Dominguez is hurt in AAA. He's going to be down there for a while. They got Gerrit Cole back, but the starting pitching has really not done a good job so far this year. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, I should say. Rodon has been blown up in a couple starts. Luis Gil, who's been the rookie of the year so far, arguably in the American League, he's been rocked.
A hurricane.
The bullpen, I mean, is kind of missing some pieces too. My big concern long term right now, because I think the starting pitching is just going through one of those waves of just like, you know, they're hitting a rough spot, they'll get their act together and they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Their main thing is their infield, which I think is the weak spot of the team, even when Rizzo was healthy. Because mm-hmm. Rizzo struggling at the plate. Gleyber Torres, it's rough to see him not play well because I like Gleyber Torres.
Same.
But he hasn't been doing well. I mean, Volpe has, you know, he started off hot with the bat, but he's really slowed down. But he's a solid glove. He's won the Gold Glove last year.
Yeah.
And then DJ, I mean, he came back, but a part of me wishes he didn't because he can't field or hit.
Yeah, he's a little old. You're looking old. Your team's looking old.
It's an old infield. So I really want to tackle people who are infielders that might be available at the trade.
Tackle? You want to like tackle them like football?
At the trade deadline.
Okay.
I mean, they picked up JD Davis, but he's not a long-term solution.
Bronx Bomber JD Davis.
Yeah, they're going to have a JD Davis day 15 years from now. Retire his number, have his face on the plaque for his 111 average. Yeah.
You should go and trade for Matt Carpenter.
Carpenter?
Yeah, Matt Carpenter.
I just said Mike Carpenter.
No, Matt Carpenter. Yankee legend Matt Carpenter.
Well, if there was any day that a one-year wonder should have, it should be Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. I mean, he's not a permanent spot there. They brought up Ben Rice, who's their first baseman right now, and he's been doing okay.
He did have that blunder at first base that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
He just was like, I'm going to let this ball go, and then just let it hit the bag.
Against Toronto.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah. So there could be a couple potential infielders that are possible targets.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to just throw it out there, even though I don't know how likely this is, but people are talking about it. Speaking of Toronto, right?
Oh, no way. Stop it.
No, I'm not. No. Because people are talking about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We need someone at first base.
Oh, no. Okay.
We need someone at first base.
You can't even say it.
No,
just don't.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Should we let people know what that name was so that way they understand that?
No.
Okay. Fine. It's a mystery, people.
Well, the other one I was going to say was another White Sox at first base. Andrew Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, Andrew Vaughn. Yeah, that's not bad. It's not a bad choice. He definitely fits the, you know, he's going to hit some home runs and he's going to be slow around the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also like Yandy Diaz, too.
Yeah. No. There's not really the trade pieces just suck this year.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're not exciting. There's no like big name like Juan Soto or like a guy that's on a good team. Like,
maybe the Blue Jays want to give up IKF. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, No, it wasn't.
I was honestly really struggling to find people to fill in the infield to put in here.
Because they all suck.
They're not good.
Everything sucks. Yeah. There's no good players that are going to be traded.
I was really, really trying. I was even... People were talking about maybe even Bregman, but I don't want an Astro. I don't want a Houston Astro.
That would not
be good.
No.
But that's like... That's the state of the infield
prospects
right now.
Dang.
So they might just have to ride the wave or bite the bullet and get someone or hope that some of these younger guys develop. Like there's what's his name down in the Myers right now?
I can't think of the top of my head either. What his name
someone
is?
Someone else who could play in the infield and not DJ.
Not DJ.
Very much.
Anybody not named DJ? Calling once.
Sorry,
calling
guys.
Twice.
It's been a long week. It's hard for me to remember names, but
yeah.
I'll just say that the infield is a problem and maybe they could get a piece or two for the bullpen. You already mentioned a couple of relievers that could be in there.
Mason Miller might be a Yankee, honestly. I would hate him in Yankee pinstripes.
He might be.
Juan Soto, I love in Yankee pinstripes. Mason Miller, I would not like to be in Yankee pinstripes.
He's exciting to watch.
Oh,
right?
He's very exciting.
But I don't want him to keep throwing all these high pitches and then he has to get Tommy John and...
Oh, yeah, it's inevitable. It'll be next year the following.
Yeah. So I don't even know if that's worth it because he's just going to blow out his arm.
I wonder if the Angels would listen to offers on Ben Joyce. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, what else are the A's going for them right now?
No, it's the Angels.
Sorry, Angels. Sorry.
Waiting for Mike Trout to come back, and he's been his meniscus is not healing as fast as they had hoped. And he says, "Yeah, it's taking longer than I wanted." I'm like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah,
like that would have been great if he was healthy, because the Angels would still be sucking, and the entire conversation would be, "All right, who's going after Trout? What are they going to offer? What are they going to do?" But because he's hurt, no one's going to trade for him, and it sucks. Everything sucks, right? That's the name of this podcast. Everything sucks about the trade deadline.
Yeah. I don't have much to say.
I don't think anyone could have a better option for like what we could trade for. Like, there's no other names that are like, oh, yeah, you know what? Like, there's not going to be a surprise like, oh, my gosh, they traded him? No, because the MLB expanded it to more playoff teams, teams are going to be in it longer, and they're not going to trade for as many players. They're like, oh, we can make it. You know, the Pirates aren't going to trade any of their young guys or any of their veterans. It's mostly like the 4, 5, maybe 6 bad teams that aren't in it. But there's no one really from the Rockies other than their catcher, but I don't think they're going to trade him. Mm-hmm. The Angels have 1 or 2 players that might get traded, but do you really want someone from the Angels?
No.
No. It's just
unless
awful.
Unless it's Trout.
Yeah, unless it's Trout. Exactly. It's... Oh, their closer's not bad. Estevez, yeah, he's not bad, but still, it's a bad time for the trade deadline, people.
Yeah, but I guess speaking of predictions, I have similar vibes like you do about this Yankees team and their playoff aspirations. I don't think they're making the World Series. I think they'll make the play. I don't think they'll miss the playoffs. They're doing too well to do that. I have 2022 feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're going to totally collapse like they did, but it's going to be it's a marathon till the end of the year.
A what?
A marathon. What? Why?
Isn't that a joke? Isn't that it's the thing Nichols says? Never mind. It's an inside joke. Let it be part of one someday. Okay, move on.
I think they'll get knocked out in the... They'll get knocked out by Baltimore, like, in the ALCS or something.
Oh, yeah, no, I fully expect that, too.
Yes.
I would want a Phillies-Yankees World Series. I want that. Even if I end up losing, I'll be fine with that. Actually, no, I wouldn't be fine with that.
I think the Orioles are a bit more complete right now.
Yeah, probably, but they've had some injuries.
And they're younger.
They're going to go get another starting pitcher.
And they're younger than the Yankees are.
Yeah, that's very
true. And they're not getting as many injuries, even though...
And they lost Bradish and they lost John Means. Both to Tommy John.
Yeah,
and
but they're still...
Yeah, they're still doing well. Yeah, I think they're going to go after another starting pitcher.
Yeah.
And we got a month till deadline, so a lot can happen in the month. But this is what we wanted, the halfway point. We wanted to talk about, hey, what are we want our teams to do? And we're both kind of like, our teams are doing well enough, but right now the vibes are a little bit low for the Phillies, in my opinion.
I think if you asked us this question 83 weeks ago, how our teams were doing, we'd be a lot more optimistic.
Yeah, I actually be like, I think 3 weeks ago was kind of the peak for the Phillies. Like, oh, sweet, we have three of the best pitchers in baseball, three, four of the best pitchers in baseball. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing my new Aaron Nola jersey. It's the one I just got off Facebook Marketplace. It's the All-Star jersey that he had. I'm getting off topic. Should I talk about this or no?
Oh, I'm not stopping you.
So Aaron Nola is a good pitcher, and I have been talking to some friends that said that Aaron Nola is not a good pitcher. Well, I ran into a Phillies writer who I helped his daughter move because my friend is dating his daughter, and Jim Salisbury said that Aaron Nola is a good pitcher. So to all my friends that say Aaron Nola is not a good pitcher, you should listen to the guy who actually knows baseball a lot better than all of us. So take that. And Aaron Nola is a great pitcher, and I like his jersey. So ta-da, ta-da. All right, I can't talk right now.
Neither can I.
All right. What do you got?
Yeah, you guys caught us at a interesting time. So thank you for sticking with us.
Yep. Anything else about the Yankees predictions?
No. Well, I'll leave it for a hot take.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that summarizes everything that we're going to do for the deadline, what we want our teams to do. We both are kind of not as optimistic as we should have been probably or could be, but we both think that anything can happen in the playoffs. You know, I could fully see if we get hot with the Phillies, I could see this winning the World Series, but right now I just don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. Vibes are low.
Yeah. I think both teams have the potential.
Yeah.
But there's still pieces that need to be filled before we could think about them being serious contenders and injuries. You know, once those people get back, they should be in a better place.
Yeah.
Not heaven, but Philly.
You're going to kill them. All right. Hot take. Close us out. What do you got?
Well, there's a particular Yankee who started the season very, very cold. And I was wondering, what in the world is happening to this guy? Over the last 2 months, he's been the best player in baseball.
Yes, he has.
He's got a .321 average, 32 home runs, and 83 RBIs, which all three of those categories lead the majors right now.
Ooh.
When he was chasing 62 back in 2022, Aaron Judge almost won the Triple Crown. He came close. Who beat him out for the average?
Was it Luis Rise?
Was it?
2022?
Was it 2022?
Yeah, because he won the batting title the last 2 years.
Okay.
It was American League and National League. Yeah.
Yeah, it was him. Because Aaron Judge slumped at the end of the year, so that's how he lost out.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to do that this year. My prediction is that Aaron Judge is going to keep up this pace, and this is the year he's going to win the Triple Crown.
I can definitely see that happening. Not super hot, but it's hot enough because it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. No one's done it since Miguel, and that was 2012.
Yeah, and it's funny because he had a better year in 2013 when he won MVP, but the Triple Crown year, he still led the league and everything. I could definitely see that happening. Does he have any competition in average for the AL right now? Because Stephen Kwan technically is batting higher, but doesn't have enough at bats yet.
Who's that Angels guy?
Redifo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's batting .319.
Okay. Yeah. So that's.
Then Bobby Witt is .311.
Okay.
Well, let me see here.
Yeah. I'd be more worried about Stephen Kwan because he's batting .364 or something like that. And I think he only needs like I don't know, another two, like 20 games-ish underneath his belt off the top of my head before he becomes eligible, probably. Like 20 games, like 20, that'd be like 80 at-bats, something like that. So, yeah, that would be who I'd worry about because he was batting 400 not too long ago. So he's slumped a little bit, but he's 364 is pretty high.
Yeah, the closest competition will be in batting average right now.
Yeah.
He's leading home runs by six. Gunnar Henderson has 26 home runs. Jose Ramirez is 23. Santander is 22. Now he's got 83 RBIs. Jose Ramirez is 76.
Dang. Gosh. That's a lot of RBIs. Holy crap.
Only Ruth and Gehrig have hit 80 RBIs up to this point in Yankees history.
Wow. Dang. So,
he's in good company.
I hope he does it. I hope he does it.
Same.
I have nothing against Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a stand-up guy. He's never done anything, really anything wrong. And even though he's a Yankee, he's still fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
And watching people chase history is fun.
Yes.
It's the Triple Crown.
Absolutely. That's good for baseball. And yes. I'm all about what's good for baseball. All right. Got anything else before we close this out right now?
No, just, thank you all for listening after a month of us being away. We're really sorry about being away for so long. We've been really busy and our schedules have been conflicting.
Yeah.
We hope this time when we say that we'll get more episodes out, that will actually happen. But knowing us, it probably will be another month.
I didn't say it at the start. Cause I'm like, I say it all the time. I can't say it anymore because it never happens. Yes. It just never does. Because, guys, like you said, our schedules have just been conflicting just with how we've, like, hey, can you do it? And no, I can't. So we're trying, people. We'll probably, if we had to, I know we have two episodes where we have ideas planned for guests. We know that. But after that, we're kind of going to see. Maybe we'll do something all-star related. Maybe. We're putting ourselves in a chokehold right now if we do it. But, yeah, I know we have two episodes where we are going to have guests on, just whether or not when. But we'll see. So thank you for listening. Let us know what your opinions are for the Yankees to do at the trade deadline and the Phillies to do at the deadline and what your predictions are for the teams. So let us know. And if you want to roast us or anything online, let us just roast us. Let us, you know, spread the word, you know.
We deserve it.
Yeah, we deserve it, you know, but just how it is. But we have fun out here, and thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Vlad Guerrero to the Yankees.